Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
If your football team wins, you might give the credit to the starting quarterback. Now, if your football team loses, you might place the blame at the feet of the defensive line. But what credit or blame do you give to the long snapper? This week, WAER's Connor Federico introduces us to Matt Keller. He's the long snapper for the Syracuse University football team.
Snap back. Mahoney puts it down. Murphy's kick on the way, and the kick is right down Main Street. Cole Murphy knocks in another one. Bounce inside the 10. Sterling Hoffrichter does it again, and LSU has to start a drive at its own 6.
A specialist in football is most widely known as a player who puts his foot to the ball. For Syracuse fans, Cole Murphy and Sterling Hoffrichter are familiar names. But listen closely on these fourth down plays. On special teams, the beginning of the play is just as important as the end.
The snap from Matt Keller, good. Hold down, kick on its way for Cole Murphy, and the senior gives his team the lead again.
6 seconds on the play clock. Zach Mahoney to hold. Matt Keller to snap. The snap is back. The hold is down, and Murphy's kick is right down the middle.
Did you miss it? Well, don't feel badly. In college football, it's easy to overlook where it all starts. The snap.
You're expected to be perfect 100% of the times.
That's Matt Keller, Syracuse football's number 47. You may not have known him, but you've certainly seen him. The junior is widely respected as one of the nation's best young long snappers.
Matt snapped so well that not only did it well with accuracy to and velocity to score high, but he also got all the bonus points because he was snapping as fast, if not faster, than the other guys he was competing with.
Casey Casper is the national lead long snapping coach at Cole's professional football camps. Nearly 3 years ago, Casper ranked Matt Keller as the number one snapping recruit in the class of 2015.
To be a top guy with us, you're having to beat a lot of the best players in the country. You know, those are hundreds and hundreds of different kids in multiple different events, in a high-pressure situation. That if you rank number one with us, you have shown it multiple times while you are deserving of it.
Keller snaps a football through his legs and to a holder or punter at an average of 0.69 seconds, all while maintaining a perfect spiral and pinpoint accuracy.
Just really, it's just like repetitions, just doing the same thing over and over again. I mean, when I go up to the line to do a snap, I do the same routine every time.
He is very smart. He understands the art of snapping. He understands the fundamentals. It, which made it a lot easier on me because then we could take it to a different level where we could talk more about the psychological aspects.
So how did this mechanically sound, mentally headstrong number one recruit in the country end up in Central New York?
Syracuse was my only scholarship offer.
But that's not to say Keller wasn't turning heads. The Pennsylvania native garnered lots of interest from North Carolina, Louisville, and Texas Tech. In long snapping circles, to receive even a single scholarship offer is something to be proud of.
Now the long snapper is going to be most likely the last guy on the list that is up for scholarship.
Keller has the high school accolades and the college scholarship, but this long snapper has pro ambitions.
Well, guys that have been ranked number one in the past, they're guys that almost always get scholarships in college. And a lot of those guys are guys that continue to go on and produce, do well at the next level and play at Power 5 schools. And then also have to continue to go on and have trials and workouts and you know, compete for the NFL.
I would love to play in the NFL. Keep working hard at that every day, so we'll see. I mean, if it happens, it happens.
Now we transition from a single unknown to a group of unknowns. as we get ready for Syracuse University basketball. And heading into this season, there's a lot of new names and new faces on that team led by Jim Boeheim. And to help us get acquainted with some of those new faces and names, we turn things over to WAER's Jack Patel.
Let's play a name game. Have you heard of these guys before? O'Shea Brissett, Barama Sidibe, Geno Thorpe. You haven't? Well, what about Marek Dolezal or Howard Washington? If you don't know those names, well, then it's probably about time to start doing some research on the new Syracuse basketball. And yes, it's the new Syracuse basketball, because this roster has a ton of unfamiliar faces. This season, Syracuse returns just one starter from last year's squad in Tyus Battle. But SU welcomes a slew of new talent, including four freshmen. While the team is inexperienced, head coach Jim Boeheim praised the extra work the new faces put in this offseason.
I think the pivotal thing for this team is our four freshmen came in for the whole summer, which we don't ask freshmen to do that. We don't expect them to do that. But they came in for the whole summer, and I think it really helped them. I think they're much further along than they normally you would expect freshmen to be, and I think that'll be important for our team.
But with all the new names, the Orange is hoping two familiar faces can step up amongst the group. With both Frank Howard and Tyus Battle starting in the backcourt this season, the duo have already stepped up into their new roles as leaders.
I think they've been very good. I think obviously when you have freshmen and sophomores in the front line, if you're going to have an experienced part of your team, backcourt or front court, it's, you know, obviously it's better in both, but if you have backcourt experience, I think that's better. But they've been good. They've really set a good example. We have a good group. We have guys that are doing what they need to do every day.
While Battle is a veteran on this team, he still only has just 1 year of experience under his belt. But the sophomore isn't letting that step in the way of his leadership.
No. I mean, you have to lead sometime in life, so I've accepted it. You know, I know I have to do better with it, but that's just a learning experiences that I'm taking along the way. And I'm happy to lead this team. Let's go.
And Battle knows the leadership process is one full of growing pains and plenty of improvements to make.
Today, I think we could have been a little bit more vocal with the guys. Just should have got the team together earlier on. Once halftime, got together, just worked on the whole team, got them going, and second half is a completely different team out there. So we just have to be more vocal and with the guys, I think.
But what about his backcourt partner in Frank Howard? Howard lost his starting point guard role midway through last season. Now back leading the point, Howard believes his position has changed.
Yeah, you know, it's a different role, you know, so I can't stress something to somebody else and talk to somebody else when I'm not, you know, saying doing my job. So, you know, that's just that focus and just being engaged every day is definitely a lot different.
And Howard has two former SU stars to thank for his development as a leader.
I played with two great leaders that year, Mike Benajay and Trevor Cooney. So they kind of taught me how to be a leader, and I learned from them on and off the court on what to do and how to lead by example. And then this year I'll definitely be more of a voice to the team and to the younger guys and kind of explaining things more in depth. So I learned how to be a leader from them, and I just want to be the same thing to the young guys now.
With so many young faces, Howard knows the team needs to take the season step by step.
Yeah, to be honest, it's been day to day. You know, I feel like every day we're making strides in terms of whatever the emphasis is on the day or after the games or pre-practice, after practice. I feel like our young guys are going out there executing that and, you know, getting the job done.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, WAER.org, and follow us on Twitter at WAER Sports.